At the elementary level, there are 3,283 remote learners.
Please say that again.
I'll say it again. I know you're probably going to want to write it on your notes. 3,283 remote learners at the elementary level. How many letters? 2,690. 2,690. That's 82%.
It was a little hard to hear, but in the background of him repeating that statistic, that's Steve Marcanio. He is the Director of Curriculum and Instruction for Escambia County. In the background, you could hear, I think it was Patty Hightower and somebody else saying, one person gasped and one person said, good Lord, because that number is outrageous. 82% of elementary kids not making adequate progress, 89% of middle schoolers, and 70% of high schoolers not making adequate progress, according to the metrics about evaluating kids doing remote learning and wanting to send them back to brick and mortar if they are not. A letter went out over the weekend to an awful lot of people, including to the McKay household, and a lot of us are like, our kids are doing fine. What are you talking about? I mean, a lot of kids are not. But there's no way that 80% of these kids are failing. So what's going on? We wanted to have Superintendent Tim Smith. Dr. Smith, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Andrew.
Hey, great to have you, of course. So a lot of parents got this letter. A lot of them freaked out. I'm hearing from teachers that said they didn't have a chance to pre-screen the kids to make sure that this was accurate information and that basically an awful lot of false positives went out that people are, you know, their kids are actually doing okay, but they got this letter that their kids have to go back to school. Can you kind of clear the air a little bit here?
Certainly. So the letter is purposed to make sure families are aware if there's any struggling indicators for students who are on the virtual platform. And we decided to do, well, really the decision to do this was made at the state level. Executive order came out from the governor and the commissioner of education, which really was driven by a concern for students who are struggling on the virtual platform. There's significant differences in that learning modality, and a lot of our teachers are working incredibly hard doing both at the same time, doing a blended approach. And so we ran some data off of the first 9 weeks report cards, and we certainly did see a variance in student performance between those students who were on the virtual platform and those who were back on campus in a face-to-face setting. And that nodded to the students who were on campus as a higher level of performance. So our data did match the state's concern, and we share that concern that we simply do not want our students to be falling behind. And some of our students certainly are doing fine with the virtual platform. You know, I'm not speaking to 100% here, but there is a significant number of students who are falling behind, and it's a different platform. So the letter was really to draw attention to that. What we don't want is for a student to be in a highly detrimental situation at the end of the year, and a parent hasn't heard. There's been no discussion about that, and so we want to be out front. We want to be aggressive about that because we don't want our kids falling behind. We don't want to leave any of our kids in such a detrimental state that it's too late for them to catch up.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I think everybody agrees with that, Dr. Smith. But it's like Santa Rosa County tells Channel 3 that 25% of their students got letters. There's no chance that 25% of Santa Rosa remote learners are failing and 80% of Escambia remote learners are failing. There's got to be something in the way the metric was compiled that gave us a way. I mean, if we actually believe that 80% of remote learners in Escambia were falling behind, I mean, you just about abolished the whole program, right?
Well, I don't know that metric is being looked at accurately. What the number of letters that went out is there were over 3,000 letters that went out to elementary families, 2,600 to middle school, and 3,500 a little over 3,500 to high school. So the total, we've got over 38,000 students. The total letters that went out were around 10,000 between, I believe it was, that total is up between 9 and 10,000 letters. So what you're hearing with 80% is I'm sorry, that's the number of remote learners is about 10,000. So the percentage of letters of those remote learners is looking at those percentages you read. So it's not what I'm saying is it's not the percentage of all of our students.
Oh, right. Well, that's the point. If remote learning is failing to provide adequate instruction for 80% of our kids, we'd start to consider just not having it at all. That's why what I'm saying is that number is wrong. Like, it cannot be that high. And I know in personal experience and talking to other people that their kids are actually doing fine. And our school's principal said, you know, most of the people who called me today and got these letters, their kids are doing fine too. Something went very badly wrong in the calculation of who should get the letter. And then also, I think the letter was very scary. It did not remind, I mean, at the very end, it reminds you that you can opt to keep your kid home. But the very beginning is like, your kid's going back to school or else. I mean, that's kind of what it sounded like to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it is a letter that really, it certainly does prompt that conversation of we want our students back. And as you mentioned, it does give the option out because there are families that have conditions at home where there may be some health issues and health conditions that people are just, they're very unsettled about the whole situation with COVID and may have at-risk family members. And so that's why the governor and the commissioner made sure that was in, because that option will continue for the rest of the year. The metrics, you are correct that the metrics are all encompassing. It goes back to test scores. It goes back to grades. So it's not just the grades that were used now. If we have a student who had a low test score, that could be indicating the potential for a struggle with the virtual platform. That student was identified in the letter. So now I will tell you this too, I'd far rather err on the side of us having a conversation and looking into the matter than us not doing anything at all.
I agree with that too. And I mean, I think a lot of parents, you know, they called their principal yesterday and they found out it wasn't any big deal for their student. And you want to make sure to catch all the struggling. I totally understand that as well. It just seems like this produced an awful lot of anxiety for a lot of parents who, you know, maybe didn't need it at this particular time. But I agree with you about that. And also, I also fully understand the state has put you in this bind by putting these restrictions on you all of a sudden in order to get your funding stuff. Dr. Tim Smith, he is a superintendent of Escambia County. And I think, you know, the one thing the letter says and one thing that you guys said in the meeting last week that I want to reemphasize to people is, you know, call your principal and you can work with them and they will tell you what needs to be done. And that's the important takeaway. Dr. Smith, thank you so much for the time this morning. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andrew.